The 43 North Business Plan competition had a problem. The Buffalo Billion funded program offers winning startups investments of $250,000 and up. In exchange, companies have to give 43 North a 5% stake and come to Buffalo for at least a year. After that year was up, the local companies stayed. But the ones that moved to Western New York from somewhere else were leaving. The first 2 years of the competition saw 14 out-of-town companies relocate to Buffalo. Only two still have employees here. So, as organizers prepared for the third year of competition in 2016, they changed the recruitment process, focusing on companies that would be a good fit for the region. Here's Alex Gress, 43 North's president.
When they finally come into Western New York, that week of finals, every company, you know, now has a very defined Buffalo operating plan and program.
So far, those efforts seem to be paying off. In the third class of winners, six of eight still have employees in Western New York months after their commitment to stay ended. One is Bounce Imaging, which makes throwable 360-degree cameras for first responders. Sean Burns, the company's sales representative, was hired last year.
We are ready to grow. I think we're with about 150 departments now in the country, so we think that's going to go nothing but up. We definitely see Buffalo as a great hub.
Still, with early-stage companies, there are no guarantees. Hire Me makes software to help shops and restaurants find hourly workers, and it seemed to have all the ingredients 43 North was looking for: a promising business model, a track record of success, and ties to the region. Here's CEO Rob Hunter making his pitch to the judges in 2016.
I grew up down the road in Southern Ontario. My wife is from Rochester, so we are really excited to bring this business home.
The company hired several employees in Buffalo, and a year later, organizers singled it out to receive an extra investment of $400,000. Here's Hunter accepting that funding.
I've lived here for the last year with my wife, my team, my newborn little girl, and I can tell you that Buffalo is in the middle of the greatest comeback story in American history.
But just a few months later, the case for staying in Buffalo was crumbling. The company signed major deals with customers in Ontario, and Hunter said he was tired of sitting in traffic when he could have been spending time with his baby daughter. The move to Buffalo had stretched the company across several locations, and most of the new hires here didn't work out. Hunter said they failed to meet their sales goals. So despite receiving a total of $1 million in investment from 43 North, the company is now mostly based in Toronto, with just one employee here. I asked Gress, 43 North's president, why the additional funding didn't come with a commitment to stay.
There are very clear expectations, you know, that are set and for those companies, you know, to remain in Western New York. And we recognize and understand it's an important element, you know, in that.
Is there anything that you are going to change about the follow-on funding to avoid a situation like that happening again?
We're going to continue to set very clear expectations in the follow-on funding process.
Is that a no?
We're going to continue to set very clear expectations in the follow-on funding process.
43 North will crown its latest round of winners next week at Shays Theatre in downtown Buffalo, when eight startups will compete for their share of $5 million. For WBFO News, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.